Hollywood studios are always looking for cheaper places to make movies. These days, there's so much interest in New Mexico that it's the only state where studios are building sound stages. People are calling the 90-minute flight between Albuquerque and Los Angeles the Hollywood bus. Even the new Indiana Jones movie is shooting in New Mexico, as Gloria Hillard reports.
This might be what Hollywood's backlots looked like in the 1920s. At the end of a ribbon of asphalt cutting through acres of scrub brush are two buildings that look like airplane hangars.
It sort of was like Field of Dreams. We watched this, you know, rise out of the desert pretty much.
Jeremy Harriton is the executive director of the newly constructed Albuquerque Studios. The only shadow cast here is from one of those airplane hangar-type buildings and behind the monolithic electric doors is one of six sound stages.
You cannot find sound stages like this outside of Los Angeles. Our goal with the facility, with the partners that we brought out from Los Angeles, is to make this feel like home.
Which it will be soon for Sony Imageworks. The studio behind the Spider-Man franchise is moving some of its visual effects department here. And nearby, Lionsgate Entertainment is planning to build a production studio. Amy Lemish is the director of California's film office.
I would say that New Mexico is being more aggressive in terms of building up an infrastructure, which is certainly a threat.
She says, make no mistake, the industry is still in Los Angeles, but it's tough fighting the financial incentives offered by other states, especially nearby New Mexico.
We've had over $1 billion worth of new movies in the last 4 years.
Governor Bill Richardson has been courting the movie industry with a 25% tax rebate, generous loan programs, and even free state land. The state is building a large crew base, he says, and some of Hollywood's stars already live there.
We have a lot of stars that are there. We've got Shirley MacLaine and Val Kilmer, and we've got Alan Arkin. Julia Roberts has a home in Taos. So we welcome that movie connection.
New Mexico's film office is located in Santa Fe, in an area populated with restaurants and stores selling Southwest jewelry. Lisa Strout, director of the state office, calls the room we're in the War Room. And by the amount of grease pencil in use, it looks a bit like one.
And on this board, these are the scripts that have come in that we're reading, that we're sending location photographs to. Once they've come to scout and they're landing, then we put them on another board.
One of them is Kevin Costner's new film, Swing Vote.
Cynthia?
Dozens of local actors turned out to audition for the film. Some are rehearsing their lines. Others nervously pace the empty hallways.
Hi, how are you?
Actress Alana Casali says she went to L.A. to try and break into the business. Now she's come home to Albuquerque for the same reason.
The opportunities have definitely grown in the past few years. I've seen it from auditions to being able just to work on sets as, you know, either an extra or a stand-in or just get involved with production. It's pretty easy.
Last year, Disney used the small town of Madrid to shoot the film Wild Hogs. They gave the town a fresh coat of paint and built the diner that had a starring role in the film. Now, Maggie's Diner is the town's biggest tourist attraction. People come here from around the country to see the place, some on Harleys, like Bill Ellison and Tom Henning.
We were kind of disappointed that there wasn't an actual diner and that we couldn't go in there and get something to eat, but this is okay, too.
Honoré Hackett and her husband own two stores in this three-block town, along with the lot where Maggie's Diner now stands. She says Hollywood really put the former ghost town on the map, but as summer tourism picks up...
I think there are a certain element of people in town that are afraid that the next thing is that, you know, we'll have a Starbucks moving in here and some of the chain stores.
For now, there's no Starbucks or stoplights, just the diner Hollywood built. And in the surrounding hills and towns, six feature films are in production. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.